Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Meir Turin. Maseches Yoma has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shmuley Katz, Le'ilei Nishmas, Mar Ishana Labas, Reb Shraga Fleischman, and Reb Shimon ben Reb David.
The Gemara Maseches Yoma on Daf Ayin Beis Amar Aleph teaches us Amar Rechav, Amar Reb Yehuda, Makara, Bigde Kuna Leika, someone who rips the Bigde Kahuna gets Malkish, and Amar Loi Korea, it says in the Pasuk that there's a law to rip the Bigde Kahuna. Perhaps the Torah is not presenting a lav, but rather the Torah is saying the avodle safa, make sure on the me'il to make a thickness around the neck, in order that should not rip. If that would be the case, the Torah should just write, make the piece safa, in order that it should not rip. From the fact that the Torah uses the language, do not rip it, from there we learn out there's a lav deraisa to rip the big de kahuna. Now there's very interesting Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Tes in Hilchos Klei Hamikdash Halacha Gimel brings down this halacha, and the Rambam writes akareya piyam il, like someone who rips the piyam il gets malchus shenar malayi kareya. Because it says in the pasuk there's issur to rip. But who adin, and the Rambam continues and he says who adin l'chol big de kahuna shakareya isam derech hashchasa like who adin, this would apply to all big de kahuna, that someone who rips it derech hashchasa would get malchus. So now the Kesef Mishnah over there on the Rambam says that where does the Rambam know this din that derech hashchasa leike, someone who rips all the big day kahuna derech hashchasa leike? The Kesef Mishnah says the Rambam learned it from this that it says by night it's even achlas me'amizbeach. The Rambam himself in Perek Aleph Mehilchos Beis Hamechira Halacha Yud Zayin says the chen on night it's even achlas min amizbeach oy mikol hahechel oy mibein ha'ul mizbeach derech hashchasa leike, someone who smashes a stone from the mizbeach or from the Hechel Darach Hashchasa gets Malkus, Shenemar v'nitatzim is Mizbechaisam. The Torah tells us we're supposed to smash the Mizbechais of the idol worshippers. Le'sasu kein l'Hashem le'kechem. However, do not do this to Hashem your God. From there we learn a lav deraisa, if someone smashes the Avnei Mizbeach, one is over this lav deraisa. So seemingly the Kesef of Mishnah is hard to understand. The Kesef Mishnah tells Su that this halacha that the Rambam says ripping the big day kahuna derech hashchasa gets malchus. The Kesef Mishnah says this is pashut. This is the halacha that the Rambam himself had taught us in Perek Aleph Meichus Bechiyoch Yitzayin, that if you break the Avnei Mizbeach, one gets malchus. Seemingly, if the pshat would be that ripping big day kahuna is already included in the lav of Le'sasim Kein L'Hashem Le'ikechem, if so, why was it necessary for the Torah to have a new pasuk of Lo'i Kareya? If anyways it's already included in the law, so we have to understand what exactly does the Kesef Mishnah mean. There's another kasha there on the sugya. The Rashash brings down that we learned in our sugya, Makara Bigde Kahuna Leika, someone who rips the Bigde Kahuna gets Malkus. Zuck the Rashash. We learned in the Mishnah in Perek HaChalil, the Mishnah in Sukkah teaches us in the fifth Perek, that by the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, so they will make wicks in order to light these huge fires. And the Mishnah teaches us that they would be made out of Michnasei Kehanim. They would be made out of old garments of the Kehanim. They would rip them and make them into wicks. In fact, the Rashash, how does that work out according to our Gemara? After all, our Gemara says that someone who rips the Big Day Kahuna is Ivar Lav Der Isa. So how were they able to go ahead and rip the Big Day Kahuna to make wicks for the simplest base Ashuva? Be'emes, the chinuch in mitzvah kuf aleph, the chinuch brings down the halacha, shaloi l'kroya ha-me'il shel kehanim. He brings down that there's a lav deraisa, not to rip the me'il of kehanim. So the emes, the michas chinuch over there, in tzivkat and aleph shtels on the chinuch, that l'chayra, the chinuch seems to say that this whole lav is only applicable to ripping the me'il. After all, from the Gemara it would seem that all big de kahuna are included in this lav of mekara big de kahuna. So Be'emes, the Michas Chinuch says a Yisayid, and this Yisayid is brought down in the Mishnah Mel, B'Shem, the Karmel Chagiga as well, that there's a Yisayidistik Echilik, the Chinuch will learn like this Mahalach and the Rambam as well. If we're Medayik in the Rambam says, first he says, Allah is someone who rips the Me'il, gets Malkus, and then the Rambam continues and he says, the Hu Adin, and the same thing would be the Chol Big Dikuhuna, when it comes to all Big Dikuhuna, Shakirea Yisam, Derech Hashchasa like it. that if one will go ahead and rip it in a way of hashchas, in a way of, in a destructive manner, one will get malchus. And the question is, this nekuda, that a karei sam darach hashchasa, the Rambam only introduces to us once he taught us this halacha applies to the other big day kahuna as well. The Karma Chagiga therefore says a tremendous chiddush. He says, this that one rips all big day kahuna, one gets malchus, that Isser Taka is not needed to be learned out from this new pasuk of Eloi Kareya, which says by the Me'il. Because after all, it's not any worse than the other halacha the Rambam taught us in Perek Aleph Mehilchos Beis HaMechira, that someone who smashes one of the stones of the Mizbeach, he's Ivra Lavali Sasan Ken Lashem Lekechem. One who smashes the Mizbeach Derech Hashchasa, he's like it because it says in the Torah, Bimashchis, the Avodah Zarah, don't do the same thing to Hashem. Therefore, someone who does that breaks the Mizbeach Derech Hashchasa, and who adin, someone who rips the Big Day Kahuna Derech Hashchasa, is already B'chlal the Isser of L'Sasen Kein L'Shem L'Keichem. The Chiddush, the reason why the Torah had to introduce a new lav when it comes to the Me'il, because by the Me'il, the Torah is being B'chadish to us, and even if the rip is not Derech Hashchasa, is not being ripped in a destructive manner, but rather, there's a reason why he's ripping the Me'il, like we'll see further. I feel halachy by the Me'il, there's a special halacha that the Me'il one transgresses this new issur of Lo'i Kareya, even if it's not Derech Hashchasa. And according to this, the Kesef Mishnah is very well understood. The Kesef Mishnah says that this that the Rambam says that one who rips all be the kuna Derech Hashchasa is like a Zog the Kesef Mishnah, it's Pashit. Where do we know this from? After all, we don't know it from the Me'il, because the Lav Lo'i Kareya was specifically said by the Me'il. So the Kesef Mishnah, this is the Rambam knows, because other Big Day Kahuna are not any worse than Naitetz Eben Achas Meh Mizbeach. And therefore that's why the Rambam has to speak out. When it comes to the other Big Day Kahuna, there's a T'nai that one only transgresses the Isser when he goes ahead and does it Derech Hashchasa. The Emes, Lefi Zeh, we can answer the Rashash's question as well. The Rashash asks a question, it says that from the Mechnesayim of the Kehanim, they would tear them up and make them into wicks. According to the Yisayit of the Karban Chagiga, and according to the Yisayit of the Michas Chinuch, that there's the Yisayit of the Chiluk between other Big Day Kahuna and the Me'il, the Me'il of the Rashash's Kash is Miyoshev. Because Dafka, when it's Derech Hashchasa, then we say that there's an Isser by other Big Day Kahuna, similar to breaking the Avnei HaMizbeach. Mashenkin over there, where they were ripping it in order to make wicks, one can say that it's not constituted as a Derech Hashchasa. Befrat, it's talking about Big Day Kahuna already balu, they're already worn out, they really can't be used for the Avodah anyways. So, Me'il, it's not called that it's a Derech Hashchasa, you're being mashchis, something you're doing a destructive act. Fakarit, you're doing an act of tikkun, now they're going to be able to use for wicks. So, Me'ila, by other Big Day Kahuna, where the whole Yisayda Isser is only if it's Derech Hashchasa, there is no such concern when you're going ahead and using it for the wicks by the simplest base Hashaiva. The Emes Alpivis Yisayd, the Karma Chagiga wants to answer another Shaila as well. The Sugya Mesechtes Zvachim and Daf Tzadihei teaches us halacha that if there's a beged, that on this beged, dam chatas, blood from a karma chatas, goes on the beged, there's a din that one has to wash off the dam, the makam kadosh, has to wash it off in the Azara, in the Beis HaMikdash. Now what happens if there's a beged where dam chatas spritzes onto the beged, but the beged is outside the Azara? So the lach is one brings it back into the Azara, and he washes it over there. What about Dr. Rambam in Perek Ches Mehilchos Ma'aseh Kabanas Halacha Yates? What about in a case where the beged has the dam on it, and the beged is outside the Azara, but now we have a problem on our hands because the beged became tamei? And we know that there's a problem to bring in a beged which is tamei into the Beis HaMikdash. Dr. Rambam, what do? You go ahead and you rip it in order to mitar the beged, and Me'il, then you could bring it bifnim. The Rambam, however, in Halacha Chaf, teaches us that Me'il, shenitzel of dam chatas, v'yatzel nit mechatz. However, if we're dealing with the Me'il, that dam chatas spritzed on the Me'il, and it went outside, what do you do now? The Rambam says, one cannot rip the beged, because after all, one gets malchus ripping the Me'il. Therefore, the only eitz is to bring it in little by little, pachas mishalosh its bais, where it's not considered bringing in the beged of tumah, and you mechamis it befnim, and then you go ahead, after you finish washing off the whole beged from the dam, you're taiva l'bachutz. Zog the Mishnah Melech over there, afenayt, that the Baal Karmel Chagiga explains the Rambam, l'shitasa is very gishmak. When it comes to other Big Day Kahuna, like we explained, the whole Isser to rip it is only Derech Hashchasa. So over here, where the pshat is, that Well, over here where the pshat is, you need to rip it in order to mechavis the beged. The Ram couldn't say that over here there's a din that you have to dafka be machmas to pachas pachas. It's not necessary to be machmas to pachas pachas, because over here it's not considered a rip of derech hashchasa. And by other big dekuna, the whole issur is only when it's a tearing of derech hashchasa. Masha'enkein, over here the Ram's talking about specifically the me'il. The me'il where we learned that there's an issur to be kareya the me'il. Even not derech hashchasa, the me'il over here, the only eitzah is dafka to your mouth and say pachas pachas megimel its boys, because there's no eitzah to go ahead and rip, because the meil is asked to rip it even not b'derech hashchasa. The Emes the Mechas Chinuch says that there's an afkamino l'maisa. According to this, he says, "Ken zayin ta'inich anami, if one rips the meil derech hashchasa, one will get two malchus. Number one, he'll get the regular malchus that you get specifically by the meil, because lo yikareya. And since he's doing a derech hashchasa, he'll be ivor transgress the lav as well. L'sasim kein l'shem l'keichem. However, if he rips it not derech hashchasa, so by the meil he'll be chayit, but by shabri kahuna he'll be pater, because it's only a chiyuv and it's derech hashchasa." And he says, according to what I write many times in my chibur, that there's a din that when you give hasra, you have to give hasra specifically for the lav that one is transgressing. I was saying, by the big day, by regular big day kahuna, one would have to say that you're going ahead, if you rip this, you're going to go ahead and be over the lav. When it comes to the me'il, if he's ripping and not derech hashchasa, the hasra would have to be that you're being over the lav, the raisa, of lo yikareya, which it says by the me'il. So al kaponim, it comes out that the Rambam was mechadish does, that really there's two independent isurim. And the reason why we need a new isur by the me'il is because by all the big day kahuna, granted that if one rips a derech hashchasa, he's over a lav, l'sasim kein l'shem l'keichem, that's not worse than breaking anything of hektish, any, like the mizbeach of hektish. However, by the me'il, the Torah is being mechadish does, lo yikareya, that there's a new isur to be kareya the me'il, even not derech hashchasa. Now this isur, that there's an isur to go ahead and break the mizbeach derech hashchasa, or to rip the big day kahuna derech hashchasa, the emes is negeh even halacha u'maisa, because the Ramah in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses in Simen Kuf Nun Beis, the Ramah says at the very end of Simen Kuf Nun Beis, the Ramah paskins also lister davar beis HaKnesses elm kein ois al menas livnais. It's also to go ahead and break something from a shul unless you're going ahead and doing it on condition to rebuild it. This the Gaon brings a right to, that we see that obviously there's no isser to destroy a shul if it's being destroyed al menas livnais. We find because of the Beis HaMikdash itself, the Gemara in Balbas and Daf Gimel teaches us that by Hordas he destroyed the old Beis HaMikdash, he broke it down in order to build an even more beautiful one. So we see that even the Beis HaMikdash, one was allowed to go ahead and knock it down in order to build a better one. By a shul, if one is knocking it down to build a better one, there is no isser. However, there is a shaila. The Taz brings down a shaila. What would be if someone wants to go ahead and make a hole in the wall of the shul, and he wants to be able to put a shtender there? He's going to attach to the wall a shtender of wood, I guess, which will go up and down. And he wants to make a hole beneath there in order to support the shtender. When he wants the shtender to go up, he'll put a piece of wood sticking into the hole that's in the wall of the shul in order to hold up his shtender. Is he allowed in such a case to do it? The Taz paskins, la'alacha, that's aser. The Taz holds that even though l'chayra one could have thought that that's l'chayra not considered derech hashchasa, l'chayra the whole iser is dafka derech hashchasa. The Taz, however, understands that the only time there's a hetta is only if your mamish filling up and rebuilding the actual area where the destruction happened. Like one's knocking down a shul, but he's going to rebuild a shul in its place. A shanking over here where someone is making a hole in the wall of the shul, even though seemingly it's for constructive purposes, in order that he should be able to put in a support to support the shtender when he wants the flap of the shtender to go up. I feel like the Taz holds that that's b'chal and iser. The Prima Gadam Amela says that according to the Taz, the only eitzah would be to stick in a piece of metal into the wall that's going to stay there permanently to hold up the shtender. That would be permitted even according to the Taz, because the hole is being filled up. Now the Mishnah Berurah, however, l'halacha, paskins and the emes, the arsameach, in Hilchos Mezuzah, in Perik Hey Halach Aleph, he brings down the sheet of the Taz, that the Taz says that if someone did an atitza in a shul, al menas livnois, that's permitted. However, if you're making a guma in the kaisel, ladaf, a nikra shtender, over there it's aser. And the Taz says, because even though l'chayra, we know there's halacha if you're doing almanas l'sakin, it's mutter, that's only if it's going to be filled up. Mashenkin over here, where that actual hole is not going to be filled up, that's still b'chal the iser. The Arsameach however argues, and the Arsameach says that even though granted there is an iser of l'sasakin l'shem l'keichem on the shul, but we find that the shul has less severe halachas as a base on Migdash. Well, after all, we find that a person's allowed to walk in with his shoes, and a person is allowed to a person allowed to walk in with his shoes into a shul, even though by Harabais that was Asr, because by a shul, as long as it's considered enough of a Derech Kavod, one would do that in his own house, the mail of the Halach is that it's mutter to go ahead and do it in a shul as well. The Meir Arsameach feels that who adin, since in a person's house, a person would make such a hole in order to be able to put in a support to hold up his shtender. The Meir does not, even though granted is istli sasakin l'shem l'keichem when it comes to a shul as well, similar to the Beis Hamikdash, however, it does not have the same severity as and the same pratis the halachas as the Beis Hamikdash. And while Lachlan L'mayis the Mishnah Berurah and Simin Kufnim Beis brings down the sheet of the Taz, and he says, however, there are achronim that are mekel, not like the Taz, and the Mishnah Berurah seems to be naita, that one could be simach, not like the Taz, in such a case to make a hole in the wall of the shul, in order to go ahead to place something, in order to support it. And befrat, the way we're saying that the whole Yisrael of Isser is dafka derech hashchasa, it would be mistaber this way, that the whole Isser is dafka if it's derech hashchasa. But over here where it's not derech hashchasa, l'chayrat mistaber that she mutter, you can hear the svar of Eishnak of the Mishnah Berurah. Be'emis is another shmuz in the achronim b'negeya this ikka shayla of the Isser to break something in a shul, to alter the transgression of the law of l'sasakein l'shem l'keichem. There's a question, is it only on a davar hametalto, or is it even on davar metalto, I'm sorry, or is it only on a davar hamachubur l'karka? So now, the Chasam Sofer brings a raya, and this raya is brought as well in the Bir Halacha, over here in Simen Kufim Beis, from a sugya in Makkas, Machav Beis Amin Aleph. The sugya in Makkas over there is talking about how it's possible for someone in one act to transgress and get malchus from many lavim. And the Gemara over there talks about that if one would go ahead and burn the wood of Hektish, one would get malchus for leisasim kein l'shem l'keichem. Burning something of Hektish derech hashchasa. Zaktich some sefer in his Haggah on Shulchan Aruch, and the Bir Halacha as well. And from here we see clearly that the Issa leisasim kein l'shem l'keichem is noig even on something which is metaltel, even something which is movable. Now there's a very negel halacha l'maisa. The Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha brings down that, l'mashal, if someone wants to rip out a bench of a shul, and someone's going to go ahead and rip it out, so if the bench is connected to the ground, so then l'kuli alma, it's pashit, one is overly sasim k'na shem l'keichem, if one does not plan on being masakin it. But however, according to this Yesai that we see from the Sugya in Makkas and Dafchav Beis, that this lav is noig, even by a davar hametalto, Zot the Mishnah Berurah Memela and Chasam Sofer as well echoes the same Yisayt, that if one would have even a chair in a shul, which is miyuchad for the shul, and he would go ahead and break that chair, one also would transgress the Isser of Leisasakein Lashem Alikechem. Now there's another Shiloh over here. The Chinuch, when he brings down the lav of not to rip the me'il of Bigdei Kahuna, the chinuch ends off in a heges bizman habayis bizcharim ubenikavis. This lav deraisa, not to rip the me'il, is noyeg dafka bizman habayis dafka bizman habayis amigdash bizcharim unikavis. Now, be'emes, the chinuch is a little bit hard to understand. L'chaira, if one would go in the Vatican, some say that over there there's still the kelim on the Beis Hamikdash. Perhaps there's big day kahuna. What would happen if one would chance upon bizman hazeh a me'il? Seemingly there should be an iser to rip the mill even bizman hazeh. Why does the chinuch write that in a heges bizman habayis bizcharim unikavis, that it's noyeg dafka bizman habayis? The emes the mechas chinuch is bothered by this kasha, and the mechas chinuch a mitzvah kuf aleph sif katan beis brings down the lashon of the chinuch v'noyeg lav zeh v'chol isha yisrael umashe kasel harava mechaber the noyeg bizman habayis. This that the rabba mechaber writes that this lav is noyeg bizman the beis hamikdash was around after lav dafka. The huadin im nishtaru big dekun achar chorin gamke noyeg says kenzain it's lav dafka because of the huadin if big dekun are found after the chor, but also will be noyeg this lav. Because seemingly, why should this lav not be noyeg even after the Chorban? However, the Chinuch, Mechasalich himself, we see, is not 100% convinced. After all, the Lashon of the Chinuch is Noyeg Bizman HaBayis, and even the Mechas Chinuch says, Mashikasi says, Eshel Lavdafka, perhaps it's Lavdafka. Avada, it's a Chinuch to say that the Mechas Chinuch doesn't mean literally what he says. He seems to say clearly, the Chinuch seems to say literally, Noyeg is Bizman HaBayis, it's Noyeg Dafka Bizman HaBayis. Perhaps one could answer up the chinuch is dafka, and the issur to rip the me'il is taka only bizman habayis. Because the chinuch himself, when he gives the yisoy, the tam, behind the mitzvah, the chinuch writes, mishar shi ha-mitzvah, the yisoy of the mitzvah is, v'sha kriya davar shel genai etzleinu, kriya is a davar shel genai, v'av ki b'fi ha-beged, even on just the lip, the by the neck, the heavy part around the neck, mishrachaknu min ha-davar v'sarno v'lav, we were in a strachik when Adav, the Torah commanded us to stay away from it. And then the chinuch ends off very interesting. Kidei, she'al b'sheu haloy shoy ve'emol v'yiru v'nachas v'derech kavod. She'yira milikarayu mahashas v'ydavar. The chinuch gives a tam l'davar. Why is there a lav to rip the me'il? Zak the chinuch, in order that when the person is laivashet, he should be laivash the big day kahuna with an ema and a yira, benachas, he should do it with the proper respect, and do it slowly, derech kavod, because he's scared that perhaps he's gonna rip it, and he's gonna be over the lav, and therefore it will force him, when he puts on the bid of ill, he'll do it by ifin of a kavod, ifin a respectful manner. Of his life, perhaps you could say the chinuch and shitasa held that since the whole yisayit of the issa of ripping the begakunas is sort of like a siyag fur that the person b'shas levisha should wear it and then put it on b'derech kavod, and may the chinuch hal misvar avazai this lav is dafkenayik v'zman the Beis HaMikdash is around when the Beis HaMikdash is around and there's a mitzvah of a levishas big the kahuna, there's a din to be leivish to big the kahuna lav vayda, so over there is nayik the lav. That now there's a lav the rice and not to rip it in order to mechayiv the person when he's leivish to beg mikdekun la avayda, he'll do it in a derech kavod. Mashenke v'zman hazeh, well, there's no mikdash, so it's not negeah to wear the mikdekun asayvi. Anyway, it's not negeah for someone to go ahead and wear the mikdekun. Abazai doesn't pass the whole lav alei kareya, which is only sort of a syag that the person should do the levisha of mikdekun when he wears the lavayda with derech kavod. The Gemara goes right, and the Gemara teaches us a memra, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Hamaziah Chayshin Mi'al Ha'Ephaid, someone who separates the Chayshin from where it's attached to the Ephaid, like a Getzmalki Shinema Le'izach, the Torah says, Le'izach HaChayshin Mi'al Ha'Ephaid, there's a lav de'iraisa to separate the Chayshin from the Ephaid. Now the Rambam in Parak Tes Mehilchus Klei HaMikdash Halacha Yud brings down this halacha, when I read in you bring down the chains of the tabois of the kisvei sa'efid until the rings that are from the top of the chayshin, in order that you should be able to attach them one to another, is an iser to separate the chayshin from the eifed. The Ram says, anyone who separates the chayshin from upon the eifed, and he separates where their mechubar, derech kilkel, like he gets a malchus for transgressing the slav deiraisa. Now the Rambam is not mechalik when the person is going ahead and be separating the chayshin from the eifed. From the stimus haramim is mashma, that the ram holds b'chol inyan. In any case, when a person separates the chayshin from the eifed, he gets malchus. However, the chinuch, in mitzvah kuf aluf, when he brings down this lav of shleizach ha-chayshin mi'al eifed, the chinuch writes clearly, ha-mefar kiburin b'shas avoida like a milav zen. Someone who separates the chayshin from the eifed, b'shas avoida, he gets malchus out of this lav of leizach ha-chayshin mi'al eifed. Now the Mechas Chinuch stells on the chinuch, and he says that the Rambam and the Shas doesn't say anything about the Isser being totally dafka b'shas avoida. If I care from the Rambam, be mashma the yechayiv k'seder if you're pirik the chibur and derech kilkul, no matter what, yechayiv. He says, the Rabbah Mechaber, the Chinuch however writes, that the whole Chiv is only if you separate the Chayshin from the Eifed B'Shas Avoida. He says, Ein Yodea Mi'ayin Yatzalizeh. He says, I don't know where the Chinuch got this from. And he says, more than that, Tamua, the Chinuch is a Pala. He says, there's a Mephorishi Gemara Masechtas Makis, which is clearly not like what the Chinuch just taught us. The Gemara Masechtas Makkos and Achof Aleph Amud Beis, the Mishnah there teaches us, Yesh Chayrish Talamech, and a person can go ahead and plow one row, V'chayev Allah Mishim Shmein Alav, and at one shot he can be chayev for eight separate lavim. And the Mishnah, Cheshmin's HaChayrish B'shar V'chamar, someone who's plowing with a shar and a chamar, V'heim B'kdashim, and their hektish of Kalayim B'kerim, and he's making Kalayim as he's going, V'shvias, it's Shvias, V'yontif, it's Yontif, V'kayim, V'navzit B'sakars, he's a Kayim, and he's a Nazir in the Beis HaKvaras, Memela, altogether he gets eight lavim. Now the Gemara in Masechtas Makkos on the Achof Beis Amud Aleph goes through a bunch of questions where different Amorim ask a question, why didn't the Mishnah add other lavim as well? There should be a possibility of transgressing even more than eight lavim. The Gemara in the middle of the Achof Beis Amud Aleph brings in a kasha from Abaye. Maskeful Abaye, V'lech Shev Nami, HaMaziyach HaChai, Shemeyal HaEifayt. Why don't we also put in the cheshvan that someone, while he's plowing, he's separating the cheshvan from the eifayt, and there's azhar from the pasuk leizach hacheshvan me'al eifayt. So now the Gemara over there in Masechtas Makkos is clearly talking about someone who's in a beis hakvaras, he's in a graveyard, and he's planting kalayim, and the Gemara still asks that if he's a kayin and he's separating the cheshvan from the eifayt, so he should also be transgressed this law. It's a pella on the sheet of the chinuch. Bishlam, like the Rambam, who cites me, says one is over the isra of leizach hachayish me'al eifayd b'chol makayim, no matter where you're doing it. So the Gemara Masechtas Makkos makes a lot of sense. We're asking though the person's in the Beis HaKvaras, he's not in the Migdash, he's not b'shas avayda. I feel like it is a lav deraisa, but according to the chinuch, that the whole issue is only b'shas avayda. What does the chinuch do with this mefurish Gemara Masechtas Makkos, which is mash meklarz? The lav is even shalei b'shas avayda. So there's a beautiful pshat from the Pardes Yosef in his sefer Al Torah and Parshas Tetzaveh on pasuk lamed. The Pardes Yosef writes, "V'leizach hachayshim yaleifayt." He brings down the Shita Sachinuch. The Shita Sachinuch is that this Isser separating the Chayshim from the Eifayt is Davka B'Shas Avayda. And he brings down the Kasha, the Minchas Chinuch, who asks that L'Chayr is connected at Saisa Mefurish in Gemara Makkos. And the Gemara over there says, why don't we also count in the Minyan Halavim where a person is in the Beis HaKvaras and he's separating the Chayshim from the Eifayt? So L'Chayr over there, if the person's in the Beis HaKvaras, so he's not in B'Shas Avayda. He's not b'shas avayda. Doesn't the chinuch teach us that there is no iser in such a case? What does the chinuch do with this mefurish gemara? So the Pardes Yosef answers like this: that the gemara himself, this Yuma, also teaches us that there's a din that the shmeina begadim were used b'shas when they're asked from the Urim Tumim. There's a halacha when they wanted to ask a question from the Urim Tumim, there was a kain. The kain had to wear all shmeina begadim. So Mela Zakta Pardes Yosef, I'll tell you b'shas the gemara makas like this. We're talking about that the Mashuach Mulchama, we know, the one who's anointed for the Mulchama, when you go out to Mulchama, he would also be able to wear the Shemayna Megadim at the time when they were asking from the Urim Metumim. Ibazai, Zakta, Padis Yosef. You know what the Gemara means to ask? The Gemara means to ask that L'chayr we should be able to add a lot of separating the Chayshim from the Eifayt. Where, in this case, where though he's in the Sada, he's in the Beis HaKfaras, what we're talking about is B'shas Mulchama. It's B'shas Mulchama, and the Mela, it's a Zman where, if they're going to go ahead and ask him questions from the Urim Tumim, so he's wearing the Urim Tumim. So it's a Zman where he has a din to wear the Urim Tumim, he has a din to wear the Chayshin and the Eifayt, and the Mela, he says, the Pardes Yosef, when the Chinuch writes Avayda, he doesn't mean Dafka Avayda in the Beis HaMikdash. He means to say, anything which there's a Halacha where you're supposed to be wearing the Chayshin together with the Eifayt, if you separate them, B'shas, when you're supposed to be wearing it, B'tayris and Avayda, B'tayris is a halacha, so you're over this law of separating the chayshim me'al eifayt. And he says, in Mela, with that we could answer up the kasha, the tamur the kasha from the sugya in Makkos on the chinuch. The emes, even though it's a beautiful chap, it's a beautiful shot to the Pardes Yosef, but the emes is, if you look carefully in the lashon chinuch, l'chayra, the chinuch is not mashma this way. Why? Because if you look in the Chinuch, in Mitzvah Kuf, the Mechinuch writes, "Hamefar chiburon b'shas avayda like a milavzeh." Someone who separates the chayshim from the eifay b'shas avayda gets malchus off this level. Izach chayshim yal eifay, and then he continues the Chinuch and he writes, "Mishar shia mitzvah. The shayr shia mitzvah is sheratza Hashem l'tayveseinu l'zakeiseinu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu wanted that which is good for us to be mezakas." And his lashon is like this: "Behagdolas." And he wanted to make it that there's a greatness to the Beis HaMikdash. That when one enters the Beis HaMikdash, he's entering an area, a place where everything is just right. Bein inyan kelav, both the kelim and the Beis HaMikdash have to be in total perfection. Bein inyan kli hamisharsin, also the kelim that are used by those who work in the Beis HaMikdash. Kegay malbushim ela, shehei mulbashim bohem b'shas avayda, like these clothing that they wear, the kohanim wear b'shas avayda. Shakol yenachin v'shalim b'tachlis hashleimus, everything should be just so. Lo yachsa shum noi b'chal advarim, should not lack any beauty. U'be'emes kiminaya inyan hu, a chelik of the beauty of the Big Day Kahuna was shelo yachayshin navin nadalach libay, the chayshin should not be loose and shake back and forth on the Kohen Gadol's heart, on his chest. Eliyamid sham kavua kimin chaymer, it should be strong, it should be kavua in its place. The Meila Azak Techinuch, that's the aside of this Isser, to Shas Avoida, to destroy, to rip apart the Chayshin from the Eifai, because now it's separate, now the Chayshin will flap around. That's not the Tachas Ayoifi. The Tachas Ayoifi is, but the Chinuch writes clearly that the aside is Behagdolas Eisei Bayis HaKadosh. The aside is that when the person walks into the Migdash should be in a state of total perfection, total beauty. And the Meila Azak Chinuch, besides the fact that the kelim have to be in total beauty, but also the kelim that the kehanim are wearing, the begadim that the kehanim are wearing, have to be betachas hayoyfi, the kohen gadol, who's the epitome of the tachas hayoyfi of in the Beis HaMikdash with the chayshin and the eifin and all the shmain of begadim. And mele, it has to be that b'shas avay, the person comes in and sees that everything is mamish betachas hayoyfi. And as I according to the chinuch of Mash Meklar, that the yisayid, the reason why he said earlier that mefarik chibur nafka b'shas avayda is like the way he explained vayter. That the pshat is, the halacha is a din, that when one comes into the migdash and he sees the avayda and he sees the migdash bim kaimai, he should see the thing b'tachas hayoyfi. The mele, even though enechanami is a din, that the Mashiach Muhammad, when he goes out to Muhammad and yishayilim the urim etumim, so it's a din that he goes ahead and he wears the chayshin and the eifai. But, l'chayr, over there, you're not in the migdash, over there it doesn't pass the whole yisai the way the chinuch stels it avek. It's very shver l'chayr to learn the psham the chinuch, that shas avayda, being outside in the Sada would also be enough for Shas Avayda. Because the Chinuch clearly writes that Yisayit is in order to Tuayf the Hagdolas Oysay Abayis HaKadosh, in order that the Beis HaMikdash should be a Makam where everything is just so. Ibazai L'chayra, the Svara Ibazai is the Chinuch should be Dafkataka, where the person is doing the Avayda in the Beis HaMikdash. So L'chayra Ibazai, it's Nachal to Tzarech Ian, L'chayra the Kasha, the Mechaslim obliges the Tzarech Ian on this Kasha, on the Chinuch. L'chayra, how could the Chinuch say it? The whole Isser's dafka separating b'shas avayda, l'chayr is a clear gemara makas and machaveis that says that even if someone's in the Beis HaKvaris and he separates it, he also gets malchus for the lav elizach achayshin me'al eifay. The gemara brings down the memory of Rabbi Elazar as well as far as the halacha of being removing the badei ha'aron. Amr Rabbi Elazar amesa badei aron leika, someone who removes the badim of the aron, the poles of the aron, gets malchus. Then the Gemara says, "Rabbi Rachanin, a Rami, Rabbi Rachanin asked it for a stira ksiv." On the one hand, it writes, "B'tabayis aron yu abadim lo yisur mimenu," that in the rings of the aron, the badim must go in; they must not be removed. Ksiv. Yet a different pasuk says, "V'huvas bad b'tabayis," you bring the badim into the tabayis, which it sounds like that they're not inside the tabayis all the time. The Gemara answers, "Haketsa misparkin ve'enishmat," and the way Rashi learns that they were thick on the ends, so therefore they would be able to be moved back and forth, but they were not able to be removed from the actual tabayis. Now Tysus brings down Akasha. Now Vehir was saying that if one removes the badi aron is like and faket is a din loyasur mimenu, that the badi must remain always together with the aron. Taisus brings down the Oit Shamati Makshim, the Bishas Siluk Masois Ksiv, the time when it came time to travel in the Midbar, it says, Ba Aaron Ubanab in Say Hamachna, Aaron and his children would come in Say Hamachna, Bahiridu as Parechas Hamasach, the Kisuba as Aaron Haedis, they remove the Parechas Hamasach, and they would cover with it the Aaron Haedis, Upirshu Allah Big Day Kalam, and it says over there in the Psukim is Samu Badav, they would place the Badim inside. Zaktaisis is Masha from there that when they would travel, they would place the Badim inside the arm. Vikasha, Ukhar has that shtim with what we're saying now. Vaksiv, Layasur Mimendu. After all, it says in the Pasuk, Layasur Mimendu. So what does the Pasuk mean over there in Bamidbar when it refers to and talks about the Samu Badav placing the Badim inside the arm? So Taisus first brings down the Taras Rabbeinu Yaakov Meir Alliance. Rabbeinu Yaakov Meir Alliance answered that the Samu Badav in Pashas Bamidbar does not mean placing the bars into the tabayis aron, into the rings of the aron. Rather, the samu badav means placing the badim al kisve hanaisim kamer leilicham. The samu badim, you should place the badim. It means that the badim that are intact with the aron should be placed on top of the shoulders of those who are carrying the aron. Taisus Lamaisa doesn't like Rabbeinu Yaakov Meir Alliance's shot. He has a hard time with Rabbeinu Yaakov Meir Alliance's shot. He says, Libi Mahases, my heart wonders about it. Sher Bine Kahas, Lehayusham Adain, Adla Acher, Shayyam Achisin Kola Kalim, Lenartik Shalahem, there was Halacha, the Bine Kahas, who were the ones who carried the arm, were not allowed to come inside until after they covered all the other Kalim into their covering, like it says in the Pasuk, Vilayavoy, Lirais Kabbalas Akaidesh, they cannot come to see when the Kaidesh is being covered over. Ibazai, this Pasuk of the Sum was Badov, which is referring to even before the end of all the other Kalim. How could it mean being placed on the shoulders of the Bnei Kahas if after all the Bnei Kahas were not yet there? Taisus therefore says the Yaiser Hayanir Lafarish, he would think that the Pshat instead is the Sum of Badov means Hanu Shamashlam Habadim Litzad Chutz. And the Pshat is they were meishuk the bars of the Parayches outwards, that they should be bailed in the Parayches, like we've learned previously. Then Taisus brings down a fascinating Chiddush. Taisus then says, if not for the fact I'm scared of my friends to say such a tremendous Chiddush, Hava Amina, I personally would have said, the Ches Tabayis Hayib Arm, that there were actually 8 rings in the arm. It first talks about 4 tabais, then the pasuk says afterwards, it talks about another 4 tabais. And Taisus says that the way it worked is like this, that in the 4 tabais, where the badim were kavua, and in Ba'amis, Taisus says that there weren't just 2 poles, but that actually there were 4 poles. And there were 2 poles that went into 2 tabayis on either side that were kavua in the aron that never left the aron. On those tabayis, it says, le'asur mimenu. And then there were other 2 tabayis that at the time of Siluk Masayis, when it came time to carry the aron, then they would place in it another 2 sticks in order to carry the aron with those poles. So Kumtais and Taisus, after the aron was being carried, really there were 4 poles. There were the 2 poles that were never removed from the aron on the din. On that it says, Allah of lo yasur mimenu. And this that it says in Parashat Bamidbar, that there is some ubad, the place in the poles, that's talking about the other 2 poles that were used by the Bnei Kahas to be able to carry the aron. Now, Be'emes, it comes out in Taisvis that the actual badin that were used for carrying the aron, on those badin there was no issa v'leisur mimenu. And for carrying the issa v'leisur mimenu, according to Taisvis, only goes on the badin that were keseder kavua in the aron. L'chaira, the chinuch, is clear that he argues with this mahalach of Taisvis. Because the chinuch in mitzvah, Tzadi Vav, where the Chinuch brings down the mitzvah, the lav deraisa of the badi aron of lo yasur mimenu, that it's usher to remove the badim from the aron. Zok the Chinuch mishar shal mitzvah. What does he say? The shayrish of this mitzvah will be shara in mishkan atayra, because the aron, after all, is the mishkan atayra. It's where the Torah resides. Vehi kol ikrenu chaydenu, and that's the ikra of Klal Yisrael, and our whole honor is the Torah. Therefore, we were obligated to be nagged with it, the greatest level of kavod possible, Al kenitz davino lebal nasir badi armimeno. Therefore, we're mitzvah to not remove asir to remove the badi arn. Why? Penny etzichin latzisim arn l'shum makim b'mehiris. Because perhaps at one point we'll have to quickly run out with the arn to a place. V'ulay mitaych atir davachi pazain loy nivdek yaf aliyos badav chazak and kol atzirich. And perhaps because we're in such a rush, you will not properly check to ensure that the badi arn, the poles of the arn are mechuzik ha'atzarech, they're improperly. V'shem mechazah shal mipo v'ein zekvayde, and chalil, the arn will fall, which is holding the luchas inside of it. Avol b'yaisim by mechanam la'aylam, v'loy yasur mimenu, but since the halach is that it's asr to remove the badim must always be connected to the arn, v'meil nasa aysin chazak as harbe, v'meil will make them extremely tight, v'loy yara takol v'hen and no takol will happen with them. So the chinuch is mavur that the yisayid of leyasur mimenu goes on the badim because of the concern that maybe when they'll be carried, perhaps if the badim would just be slipped in and out each time, so perhaps when we're in a rush, we'll slip in and not properly, and chalil, the aron will fall. And therefore the Torah says, leyasur mimenu, that the badim that are used to carry the aron are always have to be connected to the aron, therefore you'll do it in an extremely tight way. Now according to Taisvis, Taisus in Yuma clearly says that the badim of Leyasur Mimenu are the badim that are not used to carry the iron. And the Vahuva as Bada Fakar, the badim that are used to carry the iron, were taka put in and out each time. So it's clear from the Chinuch that the Chinuch learnt up that the Lav Leyasur Mimenu goes on the badim that were kavua, on the badim that were used to carry the iron. Hashengen, according to Taisus, the Lav Leyasur Mimenu goes on separate badim, two other badin that were always kavua in the arm. The emes, the Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvahs in Shaira Shlishi, and he talks about a shaila of which mitzvahs are kaim l'dairis and not. And he says, if you'll say that l'dairis there is no mitzvah of carrying the arm, of carrying the mishkan, he says, abezayel b'nispata l'lava l'yasur mimenu, of removing the badi arm from the arm. Zok the Ramban, m'haysa mitzvahs l'yaitzim min amin hayabata l'lava l'yasur mimenu. But yaitze, Minayin, we would not have the law of the rice anymore. V'leisur mimenu, why? Ki lemase ha'aron nasabai, v'mneish mimdem asoyin whose harness shall nasir aysay. Because we're going to be carrying the aron, that's why the Torah is mitzavos with the law of the rice of v'leisur mimenu. From the Ramban is clear that the law of v'leisur mimenu has to do with the fact that we were carrying the aron. Therefore, the Torah says v'leisur mimenu. This luchari would stem well with the first mahalach of the chinuch, that the badin themselves that were used for carrying the aron, those were the very same badin that is lav d'oraisa of leyasur mimenu. Mashenkei l'chayr the Ramban, this chaylgan taisis. According to taisis, fakaret, the badin that were used to carry the aron, the taka wasn't leyasur mimenu. One would be allowed to take them in and out. And only the badin that were kavu la'ilam in the aron, only on those badin was the halach of leyasur mimenu. So be'emes, we have to understand the pshat in taisis, and the machaikis over here between Taisvis and the Chinuch in his first Mahalach, what exactly is the aside of Leyasur Mimenu according to the Chinuch and according to the Ramban? Leyasur Mimenu goes on the actual badim that were used to carry the arm from place to place. And according to Taisvis, no, fakaret, the badim that were used to carry the arm from place to place, they used to put it in and out, depending on when they were ready to carry it. Mashenkin, Leyasur Mimenu goes on two other badim. So Be'emes, the Chinuch himself, though he still argues with Taisus as far as he holds that there was only one set of badin, the Chinuch, however, in his second mahalach explains as another yisoid why there was aser to remove the badin. The Chinuch says because the tzura of the aron was dafka with badin. That was the chelik of the kli. It was different than other kelim. By other kelim, the integral part of the keli was not the badin, was not the bars that were stuck in. When it comes to the aron, the bars were an integral part of the keli. So L'chayra, we still have to be able to understand this. L'chayra, what is the pshat? So let's say that L'chayra, we see in Taisus Taka, clearly this type of concept, this musig, Taisus says that the badim that were not allowed to be removed were not even the badim used for carrying. Rather, they were the badim that were used for stam, they stayed in the aron. Masha'enkein, according to the chinuch, we have that the badim themselves that were used for carrying were the badim of Leyasur Mimenu. So we're explaining that according to Taisus, the pshat is that the badim were chelik of the tzuris hakli. But you have to understand, how come, according to Tosis, the Badim were different Badim than the ones that were carried? Those were the Badim that were Chelek of the Tzur Sakli. Ashenken, according to the Chinuch, even according to the Chinuch second Mahalach, the side of Eliasur Mimenu is because that's the Tzur Sakli. However, the Chinuch refers to the Badim that the Aron was carried with as being considered the Badim that were the Chelek of the Tzur Sakli. So we have to properly understand why this is so. What is the side of Machaikas over here between the Chinuch and Tosis? Be'emes, the Chinuch and Mitzvah Shin Ayin Tes brings down a mitzvah of Maaseh Ha'aron Bekasev. There was a mitzvah to carry the Aron on the shoulders, not using a wagon. Be'emes, the Minchas Chinuch over there, Shtelzach on the Chinuch. Why does the Chinuch Dafka say there was a mitzvah to carry the Aron Bekasev? After all, we know, B'nei Kehas also had a mitzvah. The Shulchan and the Menorah as well were not to be allowed. Were not allowed to be carried on a wagon, but rather they had to be carried on the shoulders. Anything which was a chelek d'avayda of Bnei Kehas, there was a mitzvah say to carry it on the shoulders and not on agolis, not on wagons. So why does the Chinuch write that there's a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo of carrying the Aron because say l'chayr it's not limited to the Aron, l'chayr this mitzvah includes all the kelim that Bnei Kehas carried. So to properly understand the Chinuch and to get back to the side of achleikas between the Chinuch and Tosfos, let's first bring down the Ramban Masechta Hamitzvos. The Ramban Masechta Hamitzvos and Mitzvah Lamed Aleph brings down the mitzvah. He she tivanu sheyusu akehanim ha'aron al kesfein kishenir tulasis aitzim makum makum. There's a mitzvah that the kehanim should carry the aron on their shoulders when they want to bring it down and they want to bring it from place to place. Now the Ramban Masechta Hamitzvos is masig on the Ramban. Because the Rambam also writes that even though we know by the Avodah of the Levian there was a law of a Lo Yavid Eid, that once the Levian were 50 years old, Allah was Lo Yavid Eid, they were not allowed to carry any more of the Kalim. The Rambam says it was only a mitzvah shah. It was a mitzvah only for the time being, it's not a mitzvah l'dayrus. The Ramban is masik, he says, if after all, there was a mitzvah l'dayrus to carry the Aron, Rabbi Zayi Chalil wanted to say that a mitzvah changed. We see that the mitzvah is Kayim L'dayrus. So Rabbi Zayi, the lav of L'yavid Ayd, why is that not Kayim L'dayrus as well? The Biskarov in a Michtav in the end of the Sefer comes to be Mazv with the Shittas HaRambam. And he Mazv with the Rambam like this. Zog the Biskarov, Be'emes, there were two Dinei Nesiyah. There were two mitzvahs of carrying in the Mishkan and the Aron. There was one din, and even the Aron itself had two halachas. There was one halacha that the Aron was not any worse than all the other Kli HaMikdash, and since there was a mitzvah to carry them bekasef, to carry them on your shoulder, so who had in the Aron, as far as being a chelik of the Kli HaMikdash, also had a din to carry dafka on the shoulder. And that mitzvah taka was be'etzim given dafka to the Levim. And when Mele took the Biskov, the Ramam held, once we came to Beis Elamim, once we came to the Beis HaMikdash, where the Pasuk says, Zayis Menuchasi Adeyad, Payeshiv Ki Visiha, this is my Menucha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, my Makam Menucha forever and ever, Payeshiv Ki Visiha, this is the place that I have desired. When Mele took the Biskov, the Tzchal Adin, that the Din to carry the Mishkan from place to place is Hufka Medina. Now there's no halacha anymore of carrying the Mishkan from place to place. And therefore the lav of Le'yavid Ayd, which was said on the Levim who carried the Mishkan, is not a mitzvah L'dayrus. Dr. Briskerov, we know that L'dayrus, the Rambam, does count a mitzvah b'fnei atzmi of carrying the Aron. Dr. Briskerov, because the Aron, besides being a chelik of the Klei HaMishkan, which that din was taken as battle once we came to Beis Olamim, but on top of that, there was a separate mitzvah b'fnei atzmi. You learned that from a pasuk in Parshas Ekev, but Esaihi, Hivdol Hashem as Shevet Levi, Lasei says Aron b'ris Hashem. He says Shevet Levi, the Rambam learns to refer to the Kehanim, and but Esaihi, the Kodesh Baruch was mavdol the Kehanim that they have a mitzvah b'fnei atzmi of Nesiyas Aron, which has nothing to do with the fact that the Aron is a chelik of the Klei HaMikdash. In fact, the Biskra says, brings down from Yishalmi and Shkalim, that Be'emes, there were two Aronis, one Aron which stayed in the Mishkan and one Aron which was carried out to battle. So the Biskra, even that Aron which was carried out to battle, though it was not a chelik of the Klei HaMishkan, afil lachin, it was a mitzvah b'fnei atzmi of Nesiyas Aron. Be'etzim Remeya Simcha in the Sefer, Meshechach Mal Atayr and Parshas Ekev, Mamish Red Zayis, the same you say as Biskarov. That in the pasuk over there in Parshas Ekev, Be'esahi, Hibdol Hashem, Hashavet Levi, Losses, it's Aron Bris Hashem, in that pasuk state, there's a new halacha, Bazunder, a mitzvah of Nesiyas Aron, a mitzvah of Nesiyas Aron. Memela, it's not the pshat that the mitzvah was nishtana, but the lav aliyav was a specific halacha that was only said by avodas halavim, and this is not one of the avodas halavim. And memela, and this once it came lemilcha de'ad, so there's the spot of the whole din of the Nesias Hamishkan. There's now no more din avodas halavim. Fakar, this din of Nesiyah of Nesias Aaron is fakar. It didn't taka given to the kehanim and not even to the levim. Okay, so now let's come back and let's try to be masber. The Yisayda Machlek is over here between the Chinuch and Taisvis. We have on the one side the Chinuch, the Shita of the Chinuch, and he says that the Lavali Yisur Mimenu, even in his second Mahalach, that he says that the Yisayda of the Isla Yisur Mimenu is a din not to mevata the Tzuras HaKli, and the Tzuras HaKli of the Aron is Dafka with the Badim. I feel Hachi is like there. The din is not to remove the baden that were used to carry the aron from place to place. In Taisus, we see that he argues with this musik. Taisus holds that on the baden that were used to carry from place to place, one was allowed to remove it. That did not go into a chiluk of the tzura of the kli of the aron, but rather to other baden. Those were the baden that were the tzuras hakli of the aron. Acharei kimi mazur very geshmak the yisaidim achlekes over here between the chinuch and Taisus. The Chinuch will say, holds al darach, we just said over from the Briskerov and the Rambam, that there's a mitzvah b'fnei atzmei av nesiyas ha'aron, and be'emes, that's why the Chinuch l'shitasai only counts as a mitzvah l'dayrus, the mitzvah nesiyas ha'aron, the way the Briskerov learns in the Rambam Taka. There's a special mitzvah l'dayrus called carrying the aron. And Taka, the aron is cholik from the other kelim. By the other kelim, avada, the ikr shtamshus, the ikr din was to be in the Mishkan, to be in the Migdash, narvas, when it had to be carried from place to place, we had to attach badim in order to be able to transport the kelim, the shulchan, the mizbeach, the menorah, from place to place. Masha'enke, when it comes to the Aron, it wasn't just the Echatims that had to transport the Aron from place to place. Since a chelik of the Ishtamsh of the Aron was that it went out with Klal Yisrael l'Milchama, so Mela, a chelik goof of the Iker Ishtamsh of the Aron was to be carried l'Milchama. It wasn't just a mode of transportation until it comes to its right place. And it's Iker Malkam Ishtamsh, but Atzim is only in Mishkan, and is only in the Mikdash. But rather by the Aron, there's a Bazundar Adin that a chelik of the Ishtamsh of the Aron was to be carried l'Milchama. The Mela, the Chinuch holds that the Badin themselves that were used to carry the Aron l'Milchama are a chelik of the Tzur Sakli. And Mela, the Chinuch says it in the second Shat, the Yisoyah of the Israelite of Surah Menu is, because we remember about the Tzur Sakli. The Tzur Sakli of Aron is together with Badin. And like we're saying, by Mizbeach, the Tzur Sakli is not with Badin. Fakert, Iker Shtamsh, the Mizbeach is to bring Karbonis. The Badin are not a chelik of the Etim Tzur Sakli. Masha'enkein, by its Novas, you just attach Badin when you need to transport it from place to place. But the Vada, its Iker Shtamsh, is not to be transported. Masha'enkein, by the Aron, was a Bazundar Halacha, that the Aron had its Shtamsh, that it went out with Klal Yisrael and Milchama. So Mela, the Badin were a chelik of the Etim Aron. The Mela, Dr. Torah, Yisur Mimen, taking out the Badin Mimavatl, the Etim Tzuras HaKli of the Aron, the way it's supposed to be. Masha'enkein will say that Taisus holds that carrying the Aron from place to place does not go into the Etim Tzuras HaKli. The fact that they have to carry the Aron, that does not go into Chelik of the Tzuras HaKli. But rather, what yes went into Chelik of the Tzuras HaKli were the Badin that were always Kavua in it. The Badin that were not used to carry from place to place. And what was the tachas of those Badin? So that Taisus really spoke out previously. The Yoshayinu Lefarish, when it says the Samu Badav, this pshat is your Meishich, the Badin with Tzadchot, the Sheminir, Bolton, the Pareiches. The Meilah pshat, you see, that was the Tzura of the Mishkan. The Tzura of the Mishkan was that the Badin were supposed to be Balit. That was a Chelik of the Tzura. And the Meilah, when the Mishkan went from place to place, with the Gemara and Zvachim teaches us that Venasa Ayel Maid, even B'Shas, when he was traveling, it still had a shame Ayel Maid. The Meilah, the B'Shas Nasiya, there was a din that it should be pushing out, because that's the Tzura of how the Mishkan is supposed to be. Fakar, we find that B'Etzin, they were Makter, Bein Habadim, the Keteris was brought Bein Habadim. You see, Luchayr, a concept, the Musa, there was a concept of Bein Habadim. One could say, you see from there a musig, that there was a concept that the Torah should be Bein Abadim. The Badim, those Badim, were Taka Chelika the Tzur Sakli, but not the Badim that were used to carry it from place to place. And Mela, according to Shitas Taisvis, the Lava Le Yasur Mimenu, as Dafka said on the badim that were functioned not for the nesiyah but rather as the etzem tzuras hakli, and vaker the balan that were used to carry the aron from place to place, that taka there was no lav leisuri menor that was set on that. Mashenu according to the chinuch that the badim that were used to carry from place to place was a chelik of the ikar shtamshus of the aron, and vaker that was a chelik of the ikar din of the aron was to be carried l'muchama. And Meila Zak the Chinuch, those badim themselves that are used to carry it are gerechen as a chelik of the tzuras hakli. And Meila was the issa of lo yasur mimenu.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.